This is Mark McKenzie at Edinburgh Castle Esplanade for the installation of the new Governor of Edinburgh Castle.
My title is the Lord Lion King of Arms, and one of my occasional functions is to install a new Governor for Edinburgh Castle. The Governor is appointed by the Queen, and I have the Queen's commission, which I read out on a parade, installing him as Governor. I am attended by five officers of arms, all dressed in tabards, heralds and pursuivants, and there are various regiments wheeling about. And at one point of the ceremony, I have to walk up to the gates of the castle with a junior officer of arms, a pursuivant, behind me, seeking entrance to the castle on behalf of the newly appointed Governor.
It's Neil Gardner, Minister of Canongate Kirk and Chaplain to the Governor of Edinburgh Castle.
Your role in the proceedings this evening, Neil?
I walk on in the middle of the parade and say a prayer for the Governor on this his installation night.
And it looks as if you've had a few words in the right places, because the weather this evening is fantastic.
Well, it's nice to get some credit for sunshine. I only usually ever get blamed for rain, so I'll take all credit that's going. Thanks very much.
And this is a wee bit different tonight, isn't it? There's a bit of pomp and circumstance about tonight.
Yes, there is. It's rather a quaint tradition, but it marks the installation of the new Governor, and it's a good way to do it.
I'm Captain Craig Hallett. I'm the Director of Music of the Royal Artillery Band. Well, actually, one of quite key people in the fact that we are playing music for the parade, and there's lots of little bits of music that are required to march people from certain places. So it's quite an integral part, and it's providing really music for the occasion.
And no stranger to this part of town, of course, in this part of the world.
No, not at all. I only left here six months ago from the Royal Regiment Scotland Band to go down south to Woolwich to the Royal Artillery Band.
What sort of music do we get this evening from you?
Mainly martial parade music. There's a little bit of bagpipes and band combined, which is always nice as well. Highland Cathedral, a good old favourite, with some sort of good marches in there as well to get the feet stamping.
Graham White, Garrison Sergeant Major, Edinburgh Garrison. Basically, it's the double summons being given, the commission from Her Majesty the Queen, which authorises the Governor to keep hold of the Castle of Edinburgh's key for him to be the Governor of Edinburgh Castle.
Have they been practising a lot in the build-up to this?
Believe it or not, not a lot in the old guards style, but guys arrived on the Sunday, shook out at Redford Cavalry Barracks, done their business there. Done some more drill yesterday morning and yesterday afternoon with the dress rehearsal last night. More drill today to clarify and clear up all the points that were picked up, and then they're straight on the hockey tonight.
General Nick Eales. How am I feeling? I'm feeling slightly nervous, understandably. It's a relatively big parade, probably the biggest one that I've been on. But behind that nervousness, enormously privileged to have been selected to undertake what is an important ceremonial role.
When you look back at the previous governors of Edinburgh Castle, it's quite daunting, isn't it?
It's extremely daunting, yes. There's a long list of very illustrious people, and although more recently primarily filled by military posts, obviously if you go back further, a great variety reflecting the rich history of Scotland, and it's a great honour to be added to that list.
You took over as GOC Tudor at the start of the new year. It's a post that's not going to last for too long, because you then become the first GOC Scotland.
Absolutely. In fact, my last post was disestablished as well, so I'm sort of doing two in a row. But actually what it means is that Scotland will have a GOC again solely dedicated to it, which is a sort of uplifting capability for Scotland, which I think is important at this time. So lots of interesting issues going on, particularly with the army, with how it's going to be organised and where it's going to be based. And I think for Scotland to have an appropriate voice at the top end of the army is important.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
My Lord Lion, pray now order the castle gates be opened and the key brought to me.
Halt! Who comes there?
It is the Lord Lion, King of Arms.
What comes the Lord Lion, King of Arms, to do at the gates of Edinburgh Castle?
In the name and authority of Our Majesty Queen Elizabeth, and in the name and authority of Major General Nicholas Henry Eales, General Officer commanding the 2nd Division and the Army in Scotland, Her Majesty's Governor of Edinburgh Castle, here present, bearing Her Majesty's commission to that effect, we do lawfully summon, warn, and charge you the commander and garrison of Edinburgh Castle, to make patent the port and gates of the same.
Advance one pursuivant to deliver the just double of the same summons, to be served, verified, and proven.
And with that, Major General Nick Eales is installed as the new governor of Edinburgh Castle.